The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:02 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-7. It's open line now. It's Wednesday, 10 o'clock hour. Just me and Del now. Lance beat it. He's beating it right now. So that is actually happening right now. So if you want to call in and be part of the show, 713-780-3776. Greg has been waiting, and he wants to talk about J.J. Watt. What do you say, Greg?
Yeah, I want to talk J.J. Watt. He did a good move. Got a great sack Sunday in the big loss that we had. I actually want to know what kind of celebration was that when he put his two fingers towards his mouth and kind of did a twist.
Smoking a joint.
Say it again?
Smoking a joint.
Oh, is that what that means? I wonder, was that towards Will Fuller or one of those guys?
No. You know? No. It was actually, I'm joking. It was actually sipping tea. He did it.
Oh.
He had an Instagram post or a Twitter post. I don't know which one it was. Of when he said morning tea, and he's walking on the sidewalk, I guess, to the game, like to go to his car or whatever, and he had a cup of tea. So apparently, I don't know. Is that what? I don't get that. Is that a Kermit thing, Del? What is?
Yeah, the Kermit.
But I'm not sure. That was crazy. I mean, I like the celebration. I thought it was smoking a joint, but maybe I was wrong.
No, I felt the same. I thought the same. I was like, hey, JJ's smoking a joint there. And then they put up the picture of him sipping tea on the way out the door that morning. So that's his move as opposed to saluting, is sipping tea?
What does that mean,
Del? I'm here for this?
Well, the tea sipping thing is like Kermit will go, will acknowledge something, but that's none of my business. He'll say something like Lance's brisket is dry as hell, but that's none of my business.
And
stuff like that. And he'll be like, don't look to me for that. You guys can figure that out.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Will J.J. Watt be doing that in Houston next year, or will he be somewhere else?
You know, I don't know that. First of all, I think the organization loves J.J. Watt. He's a superhero. He did what he did for the city. Listen, if they didn't trade him this year when he asked to be traded, I think the odds are probably 70-30 he's here. What they could do, too, is they could cut him and save all that money, and then he could go sign somewhere else, and you'd get a compensatory pick. I don't know what value there is for, you know, if can you get higher than a third-rounder compensatory pick for J.J. Watt after this season, because there's only 1 year left on his deal. I don't know that any team's going to do that. Another year under his belt. He's getting older. He still is among the best. I mean, you see how he's playing lights out this year. He's just playing great, but you don't know that he's going to stay healthy. I'm not sure what another team would give up. I don't think it's a third rounder. I don't. And that's amazing for, you know, three-time defensive player of the year.
Did you see that comment?
Yeah.
That Tomlin made? Sorry to cut you off. The comment that Tomlin made to the number one pick, what is his name? The guy that plays for Washington?
Chase Young.
Yeah, Young. Yeah, he made a comment to Chase Young on the game before the game. He was saying how he wouldn't want to lose 14 or 15 games to get a first-round picker like that guy.
Yeah, well, but they got that guy now for years to come, and that guy is going to be pretty, pretty good. I know you don't want to lose. Yeah, well, the Pittsburgh Steelers don't lose 14 games. They just don't. Yeah, they just always win. That's what they do. So, no, you don't want to do that. That was how the Rockets were. And we're not losing. We're not going to get a high draft pick. We're going to continue to win, and you know we'll take our shot in the postseason. Pittsburgh has actually paid off in with Super Bowl titles, but not here. But I could certainly see that. Did you also hear Tomlin talk about his wide receivers and tight end? If they can't catch the ball, if they can't make ordinary routine plays, then I'll find somebody who can. They have got a lot of the dropsies lately, the Steelers now.
Yeah, and the Steelers have had a long history of finding guys, and they're not first-round picks. I mean,
no, they do a great
job. They do a great job evaluating wide receivers. They have since, really,
yeah. When did forever. They get T.J. Watt, who's like the best defender in the league now?
He was in the mid-20s or low.
When did they get Bud Dupree? Who was the guy that got hurt his neck from Ohio State?
Ryan Shazier.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when did they get? They just do a great job.
Well, you're talking about two of their best evaluation positions, linebacker and receiver.
And receiver.
They do a really good job at that. Cornerback, not so much. But yeah, that's their bread and butter. But yeah, the receivers particularly, I don't think they care so much about a first-round receiver. They'll just find a guy in the mid-rounds or later. Was Claypool a second-rounder or something? And at one point, he was the best rookie receiver, and now Justin Jefferson said, excuse me,
man,
look at me, I'm here, and maybe you should consider me for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, but, look at what Deontay Johnson is doing. And Juju, too. I mean, they got, as far as receiving cores, wide receiver cores, I mean, that's one of the best groups in the NFL.
Yeah,
Claypool, now they got to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, Claypool is a second round pick. I think Juju might have been as well. They find guys. They find guys. The Steelers. Well, I don't need to tell anyone how good the Steelers have been, and it's all about the draft for them. They do a great job.
Yeah. No. They do an unbelievable job. But you don't need draft picks, though. The Texans will tell you, you don't need draft picks.
Not when there's an elite left tackle on the board.
Available, so you give up two, you give two firsts, you give up a second rounder who doesn't need Kenny Stills for a second rounder?
The Texans don't, because he's no longer on the team.
Hmm. Wow, that didn't last too long for a second rounder, did
about
it?
About a year
plus.
Do
you think that their second round pick would have lasted longer than a year and a half? Or no, wasn't even, was it? No, yeah, it was a year and a half.
Yeah, he got cut right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So right around a year and a half.
Right around a year and a half. Do you think? Nah, see, you can't find a second rounder that's going to last with your organization.
Well, the Dolphins will find out now, won't they?
Hmm.
Well, let's see if the Dolphins' second round pick lasts about a year and a half.
Hmm. Who was it? Who'd they get for him?
No, it's coming up this year.
Oh, that's right. The first and second.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm disgusted. Every time you talk about it, and that's the
Why do you bring up
the
Kenny
ninth
Stills?
Overall pick right now, while the Dolphins are 8-4. The Dolphins are 8-4 in the playoffs, and they're getting the Texans' first round pick. That's the ninth overall pick.
Does that feel good?
Nice trade, Bill. Well done, sir. What a dumbass. What up, Lazy J? What up?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning, man. I got two quick questions for you. First question is about James Harden. I know it might be out of this world, but do you see him maybe going to Atlanta? You think Atlanta will give up Trae Young? Maybe get Capella back? You know, James Harden loves Atlanta. You know, he got his best friend, Lil Baby, in trouble. Cheated on his girl with Miss London, the famous porn star. Do you think they did the Eiffel Tower? Or you think they just he went in first and then James Harden came in last? And my second question, Dale, what you think about Messi, man? Yesterday, he looked horrible. He didn't have no curve on his ball, no bend, no nothing. Just straight flop yesterday against Ronaldo.
Yeah,
what you think about that?
If you missed it, everybody, Juventus and Barcelona played in a Champions League game match and didn't go well for Barcelona at home. Weston McKinney, I don't care about the Ronaldo thing. Messi doesn't want to be at Barcelona. You can chalk up any performance he has this year to not wanting to be there, I guess. But Weston McKennie, U.S. international, scored a goal for Juventus as well. So that's now the U.S., their young players are scoring goals in big matches quite a bit now because they're sprinkled throughout Champions League play. So that's the biggest story for your U.S. soccer fan. Ronaldo did score a penalty to a runaway. I think Juventus beat him 3-0. But he asked about the Eiffel Tower. Do you know what the Eiffel Tower is?
I say 3-0.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you're a soccer fan. I forgot. Do you know what the Eiffel Tower is, John? What he mentioned? Because he said James got Lil Baby in trouble because Lil Baby cheated on his girl. You know what the Eiffel Tower is? Not the thing in France.
No, I don't know what
it is. Eiffel Tower is, how do I put this delicately? There's a guy at one end. There's another guy at the other.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then as they're doing their stuff, they give each other a high five.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
No, I don't know how. I don't know that James Harden was involved in the alleged illicit affair that occurred with Lil Baby, but they did seem pretty close. Like, if you're giving a guy $100K for his birthday, would you participate in a threesome with
him? Yes.
It seems like you would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Lazy J, but I think it's a possibility.
There's a real pop. No. Oh, yeah. If you're giving a dude that watch.
Yeah.
That was worth what? And cash.
And a bag.
You guys did stuff together. So,
you're giving that guy that. Let's break it down. You're giving a guy that those type of gifts. There's a porn star involved. Are you asking me the possibility of James Harden being involved?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's possible.
Oh, yeah. No. James, I think anything's possible. James was like, I'm sick of all this stuff, getting all this stuff. I'm going to go back to play basketball.
You think really? He got tired?
I'm tired
of doing stuff.
I'm tired of doing stuff.
And with the Rockets, I can just sit around.
Yeah.
For at least a couple of days.
Yeah. I'm quarantining with Lil Baby and this girl.
Well, I would think I would. The Rockets are like, look, could you not quarantine with Baby and the girl?
Whatever. 1012 ESPN 975-713-780-3776. Come hang.
ESPN 975.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Am I an ally, Del?
No.
Am I not on Team Jamel?
No.
Here's Jamel Hill. And who is he? What's his name?
She's talking to Jake Paul, who knocked out Nate Robinson.
He knocked out Nate Robinson. You remember last weekend, Jake Paul,
yes.
Who I didn't know before this hell happened. Uh-huh. I did hear the story, though. What did he do?
He was the one who was in Japan, and he went into that forest where people go to kill themselves, I think. And he did videos of
it. He shot videos of them?
It was something like that. I'm not sure exactly.
And then he got kicked off YouTube or something?
Yeah, there was an uproar about it.
Well, why? What did he do wrong?
I don't think he was very respectful of it, I believe, and that's why.
Did he laugh or something?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
So, people's privacy? I guess he took away their privacy?
Well, they were.
In a public. Well, not
people
really.
People just weren't thrilled with what he did filming it, and he caught heat. That's all. I don't remember.
So then, for whatever reason, he and Nate Robinson decided to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why, but Nate Robinson.
I think because Jake Paul is positioning himself as training for boxing, and had already fought, and maybe Nate just popped off and said, "I'll fight this guy, I'll beat him." And then Jake was like, "Okay, let's do this."
And then, he got his ass handed to him.
Yes.
I mean, in a bad way, he was out, yes. Out. And so Jake Paul went on with Kerry Champion and Jamel
Hill.
They
have a show on Vice TV, I believe.
Pardon me?
I think they have a show on Vice TV, I believe.
And this was the question Jamel Hill posed to Jake Paul when he came on the show.
To be honest, I almost started to protest this show. Because
why?
I'll tell you why. And this is our question of the week. We saw what happened to Nate Robinson. So I'm going to ask Jake Paul right here in front of America. Jake, consider where we are right now in our racial conversation in America. Was what you did to Nate Robinson racist?
That is the question of the week.
Man.
Nah, stop playing with me. Come on.
Well,
that's uncomfortable. Listen.
Now, I don't know if that's a serious question. It seemed.
No, I don't think it was.
I don't believe it was. No.
But it's a stupid.
It's funny. Look.
Listen, I'm Team Jamel all the way.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not Team Jamel.
How many times do I have to tell you?
I don't believe you anytime you say it.
I am all about Jamel and the cause. I'm W-O-K-E.
What does that mean? You're woke? Is that what you're spelling?
That's what I am.
Okay. Sure. Sure you are.
Uh-huh.
I think there's always the most important question anytime you do something like this.
Are you, though?
Well, I know what an Eiffel Tower is now.
That doesn't make you woke.
Kind of does.
It really doesn't. It's the least, maybe the least woke thing you know.
Okay. It kind of does.
I don't. You're not an ally if you know what an Eiffel Tower is.
So our artist is very happy with you because now I'll be using Eiffel Tower in the future.
I'm sure you will. Hey, did those two, were they involved in an Eiffel Tower? Anytime two dudes are mentioned doing something.
Yeah. Now anytime. Right. Thank you for introducing me to that. My wife's not going to be happy about that, but okay. Anyway, so, yeah, that's just, please.
I'm trying.
I think she was tongue joking. In cheek.
Yeah. Because even Carrie Champion's laughing at it.
Yeah.
As she does it. I don't know how to really explain it, but for the, how do I put this? Like, black people joke about that stuff, even when, for stuff that's clearly not racist, but if a white person does something like that, knocking out a black person or just something where a white person gets over sometimes, even when it's not racist, there's no ill intent. Oh, that's racist just because a black person took an L. So that's what I got from it. Cause I've done it. Not on a broadcast.
Yeah. Right.
Just cause you're joking around. So I think that's what that is. But I don't know if Jake Paul knows.
He didn't get it. He didn't like it. He was like, what?
Ooh, no,
no, don't put me on that.
I've had enough stuff come my way. Leave me alone.
Right. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, just uncomfortable. Just, there's nothing worse than uncomfortable. It happens every once in a while here.
Yeah.
Or maybe more often than
more it often than it probably yeah, right. should.
So the odds are out on NBA teams making the playoffs. Where, like, what percent chance do you think they got the Rockets? Like, for example, the Clippers are 97.1%. The Lakers are 98% chance of making the playoffs. Can't give them 100%, but you know that they're minus 5,000, which means you have to bet 500 to win a dollar.
Yeah, barring horrific injury, the teams you mentioned are making the playoffs.
Right.
Yes.
So the Clippers are way up there, minus 3,300. No, not you have to bet 50 to win it. 50 to win a dollar, and the Clippers you have to bet 33 to win a dollar. So, where do you think your Houston Rockets are right now?
You mean your Houston Rockets?
Your Houston Rockets. Mm,
not mine.
Mm-hmm.
My team's was in the finals. I would say 47%.
No. The Rockets are actually favored.
Favored to make the play.
Not a big favorite. So, you have to bet 120 to win 100.
Okay.
54.6%. No is minus 110. It's basically a pick'em.
A pick'em.
The Rockets are basically even money, which is okay. Well, they're playing 72 games this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think their over-under is?
It's a lot of stuff to take into account when you consider what their
right.
What their roster will be or potentially not be. 71, I'm going to go 30, I'm going to say 37 wins.
38.
Okay.
So I think a lot of this depends. Now, if James Harden, do you think that James Harden is going to be a Rocket?
If this question was asked yesterday before he, you know, made it into camp, before our show was over, I would feel a little differently. Going to be a Rocket throughout the season? Is that the question? Or just play regular season games?
Well, I'm not betting on him if James Harden isn't going to be a Rocket, right? So if I bet yes, and if I bet yes, they'll make the playoffs, I'm going to lay the 120. I'm thinking then James Harden is going to be a Rocket.
Will he be a Rocket? I think at least to the All-Star break. So I guess I'm saying yes, he'll be a Rocket.
I think he'll be a Rocket this whole year. I think this is all going to...
I mean, not all.
I don't think it's going to work.
Trade deadline.
You think by trade deadline he's gone?
I think he'll at least be a Rocket by then. And then I don't think the Rockets are going to get what they want. And they appear at least so far... See, the thing is, if James is such a malcontent that there's nothing they can do but have to get rid of him, then all this goes out the window. But I will say he will be not a good soldier, but he'll get along. He'll just play because he's got no other options.
So the All-Star break is March 5th through 10th. I don't know how many games this is, but have you the Rockets sent out the first half schedule? Did you take a look at it?
I saw that they're not playing the Clippers at all. I didn't really go in depth into it.
So the thing about it is, I mean, look at this. They start December 23rd. They don't play on Christmas, which is odd for the Rockets. So they got 2 days off. Then they got one. Then they've got two. Then they've got one. Then they've got one. Then they've got one. One, 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 one. Playing every other day, basically, for the entire first half. One day off, back to back, 2 days off, 1 day, one, back to back, one. I mean, back to back, they're playing, they're playing every other day. This schedule is brutal.
Well, let me, with that.
With travel.
James doesn't take days off. Will this be a year where he, I'm not playing today?
Yeah,
I'm fatigued.
I mean, with back-to-backs and in now how many back-to-backs do they have where they're traveling? February 8th at Charlotte, February 9th at New Orleans, at Detroit, at Dallas, and January 22nd and 23rd. This is brutal.
With this schedule, how many games can a guy coming off an Achilles be expected to play?
I mean, how much do you have to load manage John Wall?
Yeah, even when it's not a back-to-back, maybe it's three. Maybe you're just, hey, you played the last couple, you take the night off here.
They do not, and it actually only happens a couple of times where they have 2 days off, and it's the first game of the year that they've got 2 days off. Otherwise, January 23rd to 26th, otherwise they do not have a 28th to 31st. Otherwise, they don't have 2 days in a row off. And this is unbelievable how difficult this gets. And this is what the guys wanted?
Well,
this is what they said, okay?
I don't think they wanted it, but it was the NBA was like, no, we want to get back on a relatively normal schedule, and this is how we do it.
This is the anti-last year schedule, where they gave the guys all kinds of four or five days off in a row.
Well, they're starting later, and they still want to play. They only want to play 10 games less than they normally would, so this is how it's got to be.
Well, I mean, talk about brutal. Brutal. Now, they did, I mean, and in this, well, look at the Lakers, and they just got done and everything else. Well, they did have 3 months off during the season.
And the Hawks haven't played since March. Look at all the teams who didn't even make the bubble.
Yeah.
They've been off for a long time.
Yep. Yeah, a long time.
It affects like the Heat and the Celtics and the Lakers and the Nuggets more than it affects everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone else has had plenty of time.
Yep. Yep. But, man, you better be deep. You better be deep.
Well, the Rockets
Have guys coming off an injury like the Rockets.
The Rockets have two guys.
And Cousins.
That's what I'm saying. They have two guys in their rotation that are coming off injuries, and I don't think they can go hard, particularly early. They're older. I mean, the back half of their team is younger now. You've seen with some of the draft picks and the two-way contracts. But their rotation, outside of Christian Wood and Daniel House, are older guys or guys coming off injury. Sometimes it's a combination. Unhappy P.J. Tucker. Unhappy Eric Gordon. Well, Eric Gordon has said things are better now, but we'll see as the season starts. And then, of course, unhappy James Harden. It's not the exact recipe for a team that's going to play really, really well early.
So, and it's something else you don't normally see. I guess you might. No, I don't remember seeing this. December 31st and January 2nd, Sacramento, at home. Both of them. Back-to-back games against Sacramento, not back-to-back days, but back-to-back games. January 10th and 12th, Lakers. LA Lakers, both at home. January 14th and 16th, at San Antonio. You at Oklahoma City, February 1st and 3rd. You don't see that.
Home versus the Lakers, the 10th and the 12th.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
You don't see that. And so that helps with that helps.
Yeah, it looks like outside of a two-game trip early, they don't travel west of San Antonio. They don't go back west.
No, they don't. They're east, and they're, east, and, well, they don't, where's Dallas? They got at home. They've got Dallas at home again. Second half could be brutal. They got to go to the Lakers a couple of times. They got to go to Dallas a few times. No, they got Dallas in here January 20, at Dallas 23rd. This is not ideal. I may look at
the under.
May look at the under 38 and may look at the Rockets not making the playoffs.
Because
they're dependent so much on guys that are coming off big injuries.
And if you firmly believe that their star player will make it as difficult on them as possible, that they're forced to get rid of them, then that's another reason to take
them. There's another one. 1029 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1032 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. This is the last segment you could call in. So if you've got anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. We are open to anything. I don't want to talk about Fred and Kerry anymore. Though, okay, that's just something. I don't want Sling Blade to call in. Carl from Sling Blade.
I'm actually a big fan of the Kerry.
I know
Fred
you are.
Beef, particularly because it's all one sided for us. Because I don't hear the Fred side of it, so I appreciate just getting one person's side of it. I don't want fair and balanced.
No, I know you don't. You like how uncomfortable it is.
Why is it that uncomfortable?
What do you mean?
Why is it uncomfortable? It's just one man saying another guy owes him an apology. That's not uncomfortable.
Well, the whole thing is kind of uncomfortable, isn't it?
What? Isn't it, though? In some cases, because we do the most work here, we talk for 4 hours a day. Everyone else are slackers, so they talk for three or less. Sometimes you say things and you're not going to be right. The fact that Kerry cares so much about it is what I love. That he's like, Fred said one thing on a bet that, okay, he got it wrong. But Kerry really wants Fred to know he got it wrong. And that's what I love.
Oh, that's just something that we don't need anymore. 713-780-3776. Roy is here. He wants to talk about I think I'd rather talk about Kerry and Fred. He wants to talk about the Cowboys. What's up? What's up, Roy?
How y'all doing?
Good. What's happening?
Yeah, I figured I'd get that on the start. So basically, what I want to know what y'all's thoughts are, what kind of moves they need to make during the offseason in terms of staff and the draft. Because I'm really worried that they're not going to make the right decisions on the offseason.
Well, first thing I think they need to do is that admit that they made a mistake on the head coach. They got to, you know what? Other head coaches have come and gone in a year. And I think Mike McCarthy is the wrong choice. Mike McCarthy kind of, from what I heard, gave up in Green Bay. Didn't really, I don't want to say didn't work all that hard, but I mean, I think he put it on cruise control. And I don't think Mike McCarthy is the right guy. It was a mistake, Jerry. You got to admit that. Move on. Just because he's got a Super Bowl ring doesn't make him a good coach anymore. So I'm thinking that he is the first thing. And then your receivers are pretty good. You're pretty good there. You got to figure out the Dak thing. I guess you keep Dak, or if you're way up there, which you're going to be, and a guy is sitting there, you go with that. If a Justin Fields is there, if a Zach Wilson, Dell, do you give Dak all that money? When you had Dak and you were losing pitifully.
Well, the defense is a problem. You have to find a way to strengthen your interior. Cornerback, they lost Byron Jones this past offseason. Didn't really do anything to replace him, so that's another position you might want to look at. But you also think about their offensive line. Martin on IR, Tyron Smith on IR. Is it time to move on from Smith?
Yeah.
Martin's deal, his big deal goes into effect starting next year. So they're not getting off of him.
We saw Fredericks. You lost group.
That group is
group's done.
That has to be rebuilt.
Lael Collins is your guy now.
Yeah,
and he's been hurt.
That group has to be restructured and rebuilt. So you're gonna have to make some decisions on those guys. The Dak thing feels like, because if you devote a high first round pick to your quarterback position, there are so many other things to look at. And is Dak the main problem right now, or is that roster falling apart?
Well,
now, if you don't think Dak's the guy because you weren't willing to pay him to start this year, then I guess draft your quarterback. But if after a year without Dak and you look at the rest of your roster, is he your biggest concern? Because you're not I guess you can – maybe. Are you going to lose enough games to get Justin Fields? Are the Jags going to pass on him? That's because if you're not getting Justin Fields, are you taking Zach Martin? Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson over Dak and ignoring another hole?
Well, that's it. I mean, you certainly need a lot of help. You need help at defensive back badly. But what's more important? What's the most important position in sports?
Well, look at where they are. They're currently the fourth pick. The tie with the Chargers, but the Chargers wouldn't take a quarterback anyway. Cincinnati's not taking one. If you believe Jacksonville's taking Justin Fields, is the third quarterback in this draft better than Dak?
Not better, but you're in a much better position. You don't have to pay him. Listen, are you going to be able to afford? Now, you might be able to go out and spend some money. You save franchise tag money on Dak. How much worse is it going to be? Because let's face it, you didn't win with Dak. When Dak was healthy, you were losing.
Well, look at the roster. That roster's not good right now. So do you draft the quarterback who won't impact your roster the same way Dak was? I understand the money, but as a talent, or do you draft, or do you trade down to accrue picks? Because you need to fill holes. And if you're going to pay Dak, you need cheap, talented labor. You have a high pick, and if someone like Zach Wilson or whoever the quarterback is, do you use that to trade down and get picks? Because if you're paying Dak, you're going to need to pay guys. You're not going to be able to pay a lot of guys, and you need talent.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So what I'm saying
now, you'd be able to use picks. Well, that first pick, what's more valuable, that one pick and paying Dak all that money? Because you know what? I can get a couple of corners or safeties for $34, $35, $36, $37 million, whatever. Dak wants more than that.
I think if you're the third pick, I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. That's just me from my perspective.
I saw Dak though when he was healthy, and I saw him losing.
I saw Zach Wilson against a team, finally some talent, and what did he look like? It's only one
game.
Yeah,
he didn't look great.
Yeah, so that we saw Zach.
Well, he might not be your guy. Kyle Trask might be your guy.
Kyle Trask. I don't want to criticize Kyle Trask. I just don't think he's a first round pick. He's a statue in the pocket.
Well,
that's not a good way.
How about this? You don't sign Dak. You get Kyle Trask in the second round.
Whatever they choose.
Because you found Dak in the fourth. Don't forget.
But Kyle Trask, his biggest issue is he's a statue. That's not changing no matter where you draft him. So is he the NFL caliber? I'm not talking about Lamar. I'm not talking about Deshaun. Is he an NFL caliber quarterback as far as athlete is concerned? Because you can't be a statue anymore.
Nope.
So, and that's what he is.
Well, and if it's not Kyle Trask, it could be somebody else.
I know.
There's plenty. You found Dak in the fourth round. He wasn't considered. And now you got to pay him. I ain't paying Dak $40 million a year. I just ain't.
Well, that's the decision.
Now, I'm going to go in a different direction. And as high a pick as I'm going to have here, I'm going to get me a good quarterback.
I'm trading down. I don't think any quarterback behind the top two is going to be as good as Dak, salary-wise or not. I don't buy it.
Stuff happens.
North
Dakota kid.
That's fine. I'm just telling you. I don't think the guys they're going to have in their range are going to be as good as Dak. So I'm trading. I'm using that pick to trade down. It's a premium pick. Someone may want a quarterback. They may feel better about a quarterback than you do. You go find a way to build your roster.
But if you love Trey Lance, you grab him.
That's it. That depends on what they like. Yeah. I'm just saying if I'm running the Cowboys. Yeah.
Let's get Amber in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Amber.
Hello. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So why is it that guys that voted for Trump have little penises?
Is that research you've done?
How much have you checked that out?
Oh, no answer?
Five.
So you've had sex with five guys who, or seen five guys' penises who voted for Trump, and they've all had little penises?
That's a small sample size.
Yeah, that's not a – they don't – polling, that's not great polling.
You're going to have to go and get more and get back to us.
Yeah. When you come back with 20.
Yeah, or 40.
Yeah. Well, one of them was a black guy.
What does that have to do with anything?
I think I'm just going to stick to chorizo.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank Eric. Thanks to Eric Wong for that.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. You said you don't want carry calls, so this is what you get.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
That's really upsetting. Mm-hmm. I had to pretend to be the Cowboys general manager, and now we get this call.
Yeah.
This segment sucked.
Was it Eric and no? That didn't sound like Eric.
No, that was Eric behind.
No. But Eric didn't call about the Cowboys.
No.
He might have with disguising as Roy.
I don't know. Either way.
I don't know. You don't know.
You're right. Because, yes, I do not know if that was Eric Wong or not. I'm going to choose to believe the first call had nothing to do with Eric Wong just because the Cowboy fans exist beyond him. The second call was definitely brought to you by Eric Wong.
Yeah. Oh, the second call for sure. But I don't even know. That could have been an Eric Wong plant there, too.
Oh, possibly.
Huh. That's embarrassing. We got Eric Wonged. Quickly, let's get Joey in here before we hit the break. What do you say, Joey?
Good morning.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Your phone sucks. Oh, we lost Joey. Maybe we get him on the other side, but we've got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now I want to talk about Coors Light. So it's a beautiful day. I got some golf plans in my immediate future.
That's surprising.
And guess what's going to happen, Del?
You're going to have some Coors Lights with the golf?
Yeah. It's my 25th anniversary. My wife can't wait to have Coors Lights with me.
Is that the drink of choice?
It's the official beer of 25th anniversaries.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought that was like the gold and silver anniversary? What is it?
It's a silver. And it's a silver bullet.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. 50 is the gold. Silver, the 25th is the silver anniversary. So guess what, Dell? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing silver bullet.
Don't say it to me like that. Say it to Wendy like that. Guess what, Wendy?
Guess what, Wendy? Guess what you get, Wendy? Bunch of Coors Lights in me. That's what you get. Nah, this is going to happen, actually, if you want to know the truth. But here's the deal. Is if you're looking for the official beer of anything that you do, it's Coors Light. It is the world's most refreshing beer. I love my Coors Lights. You will love yours too. Have you tried it? And I'm telling you, you acquire that taste, you ain't going to want any other beer. I don't want any other beer in my life. I need no other beers in my life. I see these places with 100 different taps. I'm like, you got Coors Light bottle? That's what I want. That's what I want right here. All you need is a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Make your life all about Coors Light. It's Texas chill, baby.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, Del, there is no evidence that almond milk can give women larger breasts. Apparently, that was in question.
I'd say, even if almond milk was the cause, why did we need to devote money to find out? Like, if that was a clear thing,
if I was an almond milk company and it was found out that it gives women larger breasts. You don't think almond milk sales would soar?
Did they pay for the research?
It doesn't say, but if I'm an almond milk company, I would pay for that.
The only people I think who would care would be plastic surgeons. Like, we're going to pay to make sure almond milk doesn't cause it because we don't want that out there for people. We want people to know the only way you get bigger breasts, you come to us. The plastic surgeons lobby I'd buy.
So,
like, you think Silk would go out of their way to pay for a...
Oh, hells yeah. If it was proven that almond milk gave women larger breasts, it would soar.
What if it was proven that it had to be a particular almond milk? You know how valuable that almond milk would be?
Oh, my gosh. I don't care what it is. It would. If turtles could... You know, turtles would be an endangered species.
Turtle milk. You're milking a turtle?
I don't know. I didn't know you could milk an almond.
Well, that's true.
So apparently in China, a women's soccer match was abandoned. It was actually canceled. Apparently they're hair racist there, Del.
Well, we saw in the Champions League there was a match that the both teams walked off because allegedly an official said something racist. What's a hair racist?
Well, apparently a player did not have black hair. Dyed her hair, and so they canceled the match.
I'm trying to figure out a reason why they had to.
Well, because they have a rule, apparently strict rules on appearance, and one of them is no dyed hair.
So they couldn't have just asked her to leave the field and replace her?
Well, they actually had a frantic dash from the coaching staff looking to secure black hair dye. Wouldn't that be dyed hair as well, though?
Yeah. I mean, it would be back to her close to her natural color. The easiest thing is to just not let her play and insert another player.
No. We're canceling the game.
Well, that seems ridiculous. That's like Big Ten logic.
Yep. Apparently, that is the league organizers' rules state that athletes will be disqualified if they dye their hair, grow long hair for boys, or wear strange hairstyles. Man. I don't want to play in that league.
Wasn't a great day for soccer actually being played. Well, did this happen yesterday? Because, like I was saying, an official gave an assistant manager for one of the teams between PSG and Istanbul. I don't know how to pronounce the full team's name. Allegedly said something inappropriate to one of the team managers, and they were like, yeah, we're good. They both left. It was to a Cameroonian assistant, Pierre Webel. Shown a red card, and then I guess after the red card, the Romanian official might have said something racist.
That's inappropriate behavior. Two California megachurches are continuing to defy the state's coronavirus ban on indoor worship services. How do you think they got around it, Del?
Tell me, John.
They rebranded as strip clubs. Apparently, you can go to an indoor strip club in California, but you can't go to church. So, Awaken Church in San Diego and Godspeed Calvary Chapel have both declared themselves strip clubs after their pastors took off a tie before their congregation. So that they could open and they could worship. It is kind of odd that you can go to a strip club, but you can't go to church.
Oh, you can go to church outdoors, apparently, only in California. But what brings more value to the community, John? The strip club or the church?
The church.
Really? Because the strip club keeps women employed. Yeah, but it doesn't help everyone. The strip club helps all those women who are trying to get through school. The church goes into one guy's pocket.
Educates people too.
The Bible. You can read the Bible at home.
Yeah, you can, but you do it. You know, someone to interpret it, it's better.
Yeah.
Church is better than the strip club. So I'm just going to go out on a limb.
I'm going to disagree. Okay. As far as enriching the community, keeping people employed, helping the economy, strip club.
Well, here's good news, Del. The net worth of U.S. billionaires has soared by $1 trillion to a total of $4 trillion since the pandemic began. I was worried about them.
And people are like, man, why are so many people angry with the rich?
The collective wealth of America's 651 billionaires has jumped by over $1 trillion since roughly the beginning of COVID.
So you're telling me good about that. Rich people found a way to take advantage of something?
Not richer, Dell.
Ha.
Yep.
Yeah. The American dream.
Yep. We got another anti-LGBTQ lawmaker.
And what are they, John?
Well, he was caught naked. He was caught with a naked man during online parliamentary session.
Why do these people always do this? Why are you so against what you clearly are?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like if you pretended to hate Coors Light.
Right.
And then drank, and then you got caught drinking. Why? I get it. Politically, and depending on where you are, it'll hurt you. But you know what? If that's who you are, is politics really that important? If you're hiding who you are, and then this happens anyway, and your political career is ruined anyway?
Just be who you are.
Be who you are. It's the easiest thing. I know you have dreams of doing this right. or something, but it always comes out. It always.
Gays vote too. You can be on their side since you are.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Be an advocate.
I just don't know what district.
Be an ally.
You're not one. I just don't know what district they're in and how it might affect their polling, but come on.
Woke.
It happens way too much.
Woke.
You're not woke. In fact, the fact that you say it so much proves that you're not.
Venice built an $8 billion dam, Del. What do you think happened?
Venice, Italy?
Venice, Italy.
Did the dam immediately collapse?
Well, it didn't work, so Venice flooded.
How much did it cost again?
$8 billion.
Whew. Well, some would say Tillman bought the Rockets for a quarter of that, and he's flooding them too.
Whoa, why? Why?
That's what people say.
Why did we got to go to Tillman? Texas is suing Georgia. To try to overturn...
Texas is suing multiple states.
They're trying to overturn the election, apparently. State of Texas sued Georgia and three other states Tuesday in an effort to persuade the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out election results that showed Democrat Joe Biden won the most votes.
If y'all ain't the sorest losers on the face of the earth.
Hmm.
I mean, look, not 4 years ago, there are a lot of people upset. Right now, there are a lot of people upset. I don't remember people suing other states to... You know, because you don't like the outcome.
Well, Texas don't like the outcome, and you're Texas, so...
Isn't it being headed by Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor? Isn't he part of the deal?
No, it was actually Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Okay, Ken Paxton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure Dan's behind him.
I'm sure he's not mad at
Go
it.
Go get him, Ken.
You know, imagine, like, and it's funny, because if some other state tried to do that to Texas, the whole thing... Shut up! You can't tell us what to do, but we'll stick our foot
Watch
in your
this.
Business.
You want to see us?
We'll stick our foot in your business, though.
Yeah. Which, isn't this Kermit?
Sipping tea. We'll see. I think what will happen if everything I read about it, this lawsuit won't work out, and then Pennsylvania will be like, I know you tried to sue us, but we're going to sip tea and whatever. I mean, it seems like a Hail Mary at best.
At best. You know how I know we have Champion Energy here, though?
Because the bills are low. We keep our AC on no matter what time of the year it is.
It's freezing in here.
Yeah.
And it is. And the air conditioner just clicked off. And it's cold outside. And yet we are freezing the building up.
We don't care.
We don't care. You know why? Because we got Champion. We just go, whatevs. We'll pay. Whatevs. It ain't that much. We'll keep the air going, blasting all day and night. If it's 30 out, we're blasting our air. You know why? We don't care. And you won't care either. You're going to go, it's an insignificant bill because that's what Champion does. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.